listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Daniel Dufresne, who is the president of the board for Sutton Jazz, who's going to be speaking to us about this year's upcoming Sutton Jazz Festival. Thank you so much, Daniel, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it. Can you start off by just telling our listeners a little bit about the history of Sutton Jazz Fest and what your mission is here in the Eastern Townships?
Yeah, of course. I'm into the board, let's say, since 2 years. And the festival this year we'll celebrate is 21st anniversary. So the founder is Stanley Lake, who have this crazy idea to have a jazz festival in Sutton. So last year we celebrate our 20th anniversary with big names and new stuff to present. And this year we continue and we will have some new stuff also relate to the emerging talent that we want to put in place and push year after year.
Okay. And what is the mission of Sutton Jazz Fest? What is your goal with the festival?
So the goal is to promote the musicians that are local and also around, let's say, Montreal and other place, and to also have an education mission. So meaning that we offer some workshops, and let's say one is that is very popular is the history of jazz. So we also have this year, and we also want to promote new talent. And this year we'll start something very new with a contest. So we'll have three different band that will have kind of competition. And the winner will have a prize given by CM Victor, which is a music store. And we give the opportunity to the winner to come back next year and have their own show, be paid, and let's say be known at the jazz festival.
So it's really just to provide a platform for artists to play their music.
Exactly. And since 2 years, we changed the formula because before, and let's say 2020, we were in Salle Alex and Gérard Pelletier, so we were inside.
Yeah.
And now we play outside, and we really enjoy playing at the summer market in Sutton, which bring us more visitors because it's large space. And also we play in some restaurant.
Okay.
So Molly's, a new restaurant,
yes,
in Sutton, and also Brewery, Auberge Brewery, Sutton Brewery. And we will have some music in the Parc des Vétérans. So different sites, different place where people can listen jazz music. So
okay. And can you give our listeners some details as to what they can expect from this year's lineup and the artists out there that they'll be able to come across?
Yeah, just to say that the festival will start next Saturday, so July 2nd. Till September 3rd, all the concerts are free and it's outside. So we invite people to bring their chairs and also picnic if they want to sit outside. And for our opening, so July 2nd, we'll have Michel Donato and Marc Bolduc. Okay. And Michel Donato is celebrating his 80th anniversary.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
Year, and he's also in Montreal for the Jazz Festival, and he will be here this summer. And we have also, let's say, Andres Vial Trio, James Galfand S3 Quartet, so different kind of music, different style from standard to jazz sold, and we also have some classes at the Légion, because the Légion is just beside the summer market, and we have access to their building, and we will have let's say, three classes, so workshops.
Okay.
History of jazz, improvisation, and another one, masterclass, how to interpret a ballad.
Okay.
So our teacher will be there to show how to do it. So it's all the program is scheduled to be easy for visitor to go to a workshop. It finish around 4, move to the summer market, and the show start at 4 until 6. So it's to have, let's say, a very nice Saturday in Southern, and moving around shop and restaurant and listen jazz music.
Yeah, and you kind of already answered this question. My next question was I was going to ask you if there was any activities that were being offered beyond music, but it seems like you have a lot to offer to people this year in terms of class.
Yeah. It's a very wild program that we offer this year.
And the people who are doing the workshops, are these some of the artists that are going to be playing music, or are these local people who are going to be doing these workshops, or how are these going to work?
Let's say for History of Jazz, it's the Homebrew Dixieland Band that will present the workshop. So they will go through the L'Histoire du Jazz de l'époque de l'esclavage through today, showing different instruments.
Oh,
that
cool.
They used during all those period, the evolution of jazz. So it's very interesting because last year we offered it for the first time, and people really appreciate the workshop.
Yeah, and like you were mentioning before, the concerts are free. How do you put on this show every year?
The visitors are very generous because we have kind of a pot.
Okay.
And people give money, and we also have financial aid from Héritage Canada, Ville de Sutton, and also Socan for the first time this year. And we also sell produits dérivés.
Yeah.
So t-shirt, hat.
Like merchandise.
Merchandise. And that's the way we can have this autant de diversité dans la programmation.
Yeah. And why do you think it's important to have something like this here in our little region?
I think Sutton is well known for his quality of living. The mountain is not far. Many people from, let's say, United States, Vermont, come visit Sutton. People from Montreal, all around the town. And I've been there for 2 years. So by the people that come to the festival and gave us some testimony about why, how big is it? How generous is it? Comment c'est valorisant pour la ville, comment c'est gagnant pour les âmes d'être en présence d'orchestre et de musiciens.
And also how valuable it is for the community.
Yeah, and au niveau culturel, the fact that we didn't stop, because that was our intention in 2020.
Yes.
No festival. But with the new rule of Santé Canada, we were able to have an outside festival. And il y a beaucoup de gens qui se sont présentés et les gens nous ont remercié de tenir un festival. So that's why it's...
People appreciate it.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Where can people find information about your program? Because it's going from July to September, so you have quite a long period of time there. How can people find all this information?
There is a website called SuttonJazz.com.
Okay.
And on the main street in Sutton, we have many sandwich board with the program that detail all the show. But we invite people to go on the website, because if there is any updated, it will be very clear on the site.
Okay.
And Bureau d'accueil touristique also distribute the program in hotel and restaurant.
Okay.
So that's how we can be informed about the festival.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Daniel, about Sutton Jazz that you think would be important for people to know about in terms of programming or location, times, dates.
Let's say this year we are post-COVID.
Yes.
So we will not have the same contraint than 2 years ago. So we can have more visitor at the summer market, and there's no rule of distance to respect. So maybe it will be easier to people to be comfortable in this environment.
Yeah. And are you expecting a certain number of people this year? Like how many people do you normally attract to this event?
Let's say if we can have 200 to 300 personnes per show, it will be very, very good. We will appreciate that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.